Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Also, Chazazas al Rubo. If a scab forms on most of the Esrog, the Rav points out, these are like little boils, and it's a scab that's in one place. Because if it's in two or three places, even if it's a minority part of the Esrog, it's not kosher, because it looks like a menumer, like spots. The Mefarshim go into why say two or three, just say two spaces. Professor wants to learn that sometimes two spaces would be kosher if it's like on the same side, so it doesn't look that bad. He gives a few reasons. But if this fell out, even a tiny drop, the Rav says on the pitim, which seems not to be the actual pitim itself, but on the part where the top part of the esrog where it starts slanting and getting narrow towards the pitim, anywhere over there, even one spot would passel it. Because all these reasons that it's possible is because it's not hider. Nitla pitmaso, if the pitim came off. Niklaf, so this is when the very outer membrane of the esrog comes off, is peeled off. There are two deists, when we say niklaf here, this is going to be possible. The two deists doesn't mean the entire esrog, the outer thin membrane of the esrog. The whole thing was peeled off, or is it just most? Some learn that if the whole thing came off, then it's kosher. But if most of it came off, then it doesn't look right. It looks like a menumer, and that would be possible. And some learn the opposite, that only when the whole thing comes off, it's possible. Now, when we say it comes off, we're talking about the very, very thin membrane on the outside. Not that the peel comes off, that you can see the inside of the esrog, because that becomes chaser, it's missing, and then we puzzle for a different reason. But we just mean the outer membrane, so it's not really missing anything. Nistak, if it's cracked, there's a machlekes, how long the crack has to go, how deep it has to go. The Ran learns that if there's a crack anywhere by the pitim, it's a problem. Some learn that even if most of it's cracked on one side, it's a problem. Some learn that the whole thing has to be cracked from the top to the bottom. Nika v'chaser koshu puzzle. If it's punctured and it's missing even a small amount of it, it's puzzle. However, there are two other cases that are going to puzzle that Rav brings. One is if the puncture goes from one end of the esrog to the other end of the esrog, even if it's a small little tiny puncture. And the other case that's going to puzzle it would be if the puncture is so wide, even if none of the esrog is missing, but there's a hole in the esrog that's as wide as a coin, even if there's no part of the esrog that came out and is missing, that's also going to be puzzle. However, the Mishnah continues, also chazazas al mito, if the chazazas, the scab was only on a small amount, nitol uktsoi, if the stem, the bottom part of the esrog came off, and Threshold points out, not that they totally uprooted the stem, but they pulled like a piece of the esrog and revealed the esrog, because then it would be puzzle. Rather, there's still a small piece of the stem that's still there, it's just mostly chopped off. This again is the other part of the esrog, not the pitum, but it's the opposite part, the bottom of it. Nikav aloichas or koshu, if there's a puncture, but there's nothing missing on the puncture, kosher. All these cases are kosher. Esrog akushi, an Ethiopian esrog, which means a dark esrog. The Mefarshim explain, the Rav says that it grew here and it's black, it's puzzle. But if it grew in Eretz Kush, in Africa, then it's kosher. Vahayora kikarti, an esrog that's green like a leek, Rabbi Meir machsher ribi de paisel. Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, but he deposits it because it's not the Gemar Peri. It's not the final fruit of what the esrog is supposed to be, which is not a green esrog. But the Rav points out here at the end that all of this is dealing with Yontif Rishon, the first day of Yontif. But on the second day of Yontif, along with all other days of Yom Tovim, everything is kosher. And even though we know by most halachas, there's no difference between the second day of Yontif and the first day of Yontif. It's interesting, the Beis Yosef says over here, because since we're Bikiyim, Bikviya Diyarcha, we know what day Yom Tovim are, because they were Bikim in Koveya Rosh Chodesh. When it came to these mitzvahs, they weren't machmer, and one's allowed to use a srogim like this on the second day of Yontif too, and obviously also the other days of Sukkot. Because only on Yom Rishon is the Hadar Ma'akiv.